Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
What I do best, what I love to do, and that's sitting here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Yeah, I look forward to this day. I'm on radio 6 days a week, and I love it. I love every waking minute of it, but nothing more than this program. I love this program more than anything else. I love sitting here with you today for the 3 hours we get to spend together. Yeah, I got to tell you, I was down in Naples, Florida this weekend. My dad's 80th birthday on Friday, and had a great time with my family. Got to see my dad and mom for a couple of days, and got back from Naples early this morning to get in the studios to go to work with you. And I want to thank, first off, I want to give a big shout out to Captain Matt Bruce for guest hosting my daytime program for me on Friday so I could spend that time with my family celebrating my dad's 80th birthday down in beautiful Naples, Florida. Thank you, Captain. So you, listeners, make sure to check out his awesome overnight show from 2 to 6 a.m. He runs it overnight. Life doesn't go to bed when you go to bed. There's a whole other world out there, and the captain's talking to him on nearly 200 radio stations across the country and growing like a weed because he's the best at what he does. 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday, the Captain's America Third Watch as he rips up the airwaves on nearly 200 stations, okay? Make sure to tune in and check him out. Thank you, Captain. I appreciate that. All right, where to start? Boy, oh boy. With an overwhelming amount of available content, that simple question, where to start, is a tough question because it forces me to have to make a decision regarding my opening remarks on this program, which I generally reserve for what I think and feel is the most important topic of the week. And that's tough this week. Obviously, no collusion. We find that out today, right? They'll all be talking about it tomorrow, but you heard me say it here on live radio first before all the daytime shows. But that's for a different program. We all knew that to be the case. We're not going to talk about that. That doesn't have anything to do with this program. Kind of. It will later on as we get closer to the election. But, again, it was tough this week. I spent a lot of time looking back at this and thinking, with all of the things going on, as supporters of the right to bear arms and the Constitution that protects those rights, we've had some great victories this week. And you probably didn't know that. So I wrestled with, do I want to open talking about those victories? And then I decided, no, I'm going to go with New Zealand. I'll open with New Zealand, and then we're going to move into some victories. And I'll explain it. You'll see how it all ties together and how why I think it's the right decision. I think you'll agree with me. So New Zealand is my first order of business today. And like I said, we'll be covering the huge wins this week with Mr. Alan Gottlieb for the remainder of the hour. But I'm going to start with the Kiwis. What exactly happened in New Zealand last week, and why does it matter to us a half a world away? You see, within minutes, and I mean minutes, literally within minutes of the attack in Christchurch, New Zealand, Prime Minister Ardern made public statements that she would seek to ban all semi-automatic guns. And she did. And they are. The media, particularly here in the United States, jumped on board with a passion, a tingle down the leg, to use the old Chris Matthews. A tingle down the leg, if you will, right? By giving, how did they do it? But they gave every lefty gun grabber a platform to swoon all over Ardern's statements down there in New Zealand. In fact, as I mentioned on my daytime show, the media soon picked up that narrative. Now, check this out. They've been running with their new buzzword. Have you heard this? Have you heard MSSA yet? That's their new buzzword. That's out. I mentioned that last week. And sure enough, it's out today. MSSAs, that's their new buzzword for, right, what do we call them? Military-style semi-automatics. That's their new buzzword, MSSAs. You're going to start seeing that and hearing that from the media as they all begin to pick up that bullet point, that narrative. But they've been running with that new buzzword, which really kind of adds to their already defined narrative of assault weapon, right, because they hijack the language. We all know there's no such thing as a, quote-unquote, assault weapon in civilian hands. They didn't let me down on that. They didn't. They proved me right. But here's what Hillary Clinton had to say in a tweet, as if we really still care what Hillary Clinton has to say, except for the fact that she came a nose hair away
from being president of the United States a couple years ago. She said this in a tweet. Under Ardern's leadership, New Zealand has banned assault rifles and military-style semi-automatic weapons, that's MSSAs, just 6 days after the Christchurch mosque attacks. Public servants didn't stop at offering thoughts and prayers. They chose to act. Of course, that's after she told America in 2016 while she was running for president, and I quote, "I'm not here to take your guns away." Do you remember that? Of course, that was after she praised Australia's gun buyback as a quote-unquote model for America's leaders to follow. Do you remember this? Yeah, there were other celebrities I know and other gun grabbers that made similar statements, the usual suspects, but they were all similar in tone to Clinton. So in the essence of time, I'll just focus on that. They're all the same. I'll leave it with Clinton's. But suffice to say, the left has made it clear they want your guns, proving me right once again. But you already knew that. So why do we care? No news there, Mark, right? Wrong. I also said on my daytime show that I had never seen such a weaker leader in my life as Ardern, with one exception. And if I'm not mistaken, I remember comparing her weakness to Obama on his world apology tour shortly after his election in 2008. Remember that? Ardern, though, her pandering is almost beyond compare. She's been wearing a hijab, for example, for a week. And her instant drop to her knees to destroy the freedoms of millions of her own citizens due to the act of one single madman. Rather than stand up in front of the world and from the top of her lungs scream that no act, no one individual will I allow to destroy the freedoms that we hold dear here, not on my watch. She didn't do that. In the face of a mass murder, she folded her cards and allowed one individual to force the worst form of tyranny on her own people, their forced disarmament. I want you to think about that. Is that strength or is that weakness? In what was already a nation widely regarded as already one of the safest in the world with its armed citizenry. They had all the guns they have today, and they were one of the safest nations on earth. And one act by one man changed all that? I don't think so. I think she let it change that. But I don't live in New Zealand, and I really don't much care about that, right? Unlike America, see, New Zealand doesn't have a Second Amendment right to bear arms or any written recognized right to bear arms. Bearing arms in New Zealand is a privilege. Whew, right? I don't have to worry about that happening to me, right? Thank God for my Constitution, right? Wrong. You see, under the right conditions here in America, we could see the exact same thing. I gave this a lot of thought over the weekend. I did, and I thought about it on my flight this morning, and I thought about it this afternoon. The groundwork is already being laid here in America, like fiber optic cable. The hijacking of the language is one example. Common sense gun safety BS in place of gun control. Excuse me. The redefinition of semi-automatics into MSSAs. Keep your eyes peeled for that. You'll crack up when you see it. The focus on the semi-auto itself, as if it were some kind of newly designed killing machine. Like we've never had semi-automatics in this country before. They're redefining it. The fact that no news organization, and this is very important, couldn't find anyone in New Zealand who was opposed to the newest ban, making it clear, or making it appear anyway, mainstream here in the United States. The Democrat Party leadership heaping high praise on the newly enacted ban and the almost orgasmic pro-ban coverage by every major media outlet. Not just, check this out now, this is important. Not just all over the world, but here in the U.S., it's designed to do one thing, shame you as a gun owner, and shame the United States for its ongoing quote-unquote love affair with our outdated Second Amendment in the eyes of the world. You see, if Hillary Clinton or any other Democrat were to capture the White House, House of Representatives, and then flip the Senate, all possibilities in the future, by the way, you would think Prime Minister Ardern were occupying the White House. What you witnessed in New Zealand is the holy grail of what our socialists have planned for you. They're not just considering it. It's not just on the table. It's planned, and it's ready to go. It's written. It's all ready in place for the moment they decide, when they're the ones holding the cards, to simply blow the house of cards down. It's planned, it's written, it's ready to go. Think about this. I asked this question on the daytime show last week. How free is New Zealand, really? I submit to you they're not free at all. Their freedom's built on a house of cards that a prime minister, apparently, and a guilt-ridden parliament can blow down at any moment. That's not a sign of a free nation. They're only as free as the prime minister and the parliament allow them to be. Isn't that true for us, too? So my question to you is, what are we going to do about it? When we come back, I'm going to ask Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, that very question, and a whole bunch more as soon as we return. Don't go away. This is a dynamite show. AWR Hawkins coming up. Oh, man. Then David Kodria and attorney Stephen Stambouillet back after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Thank you, Mike Gallagher, for that fantastic rejoin. Appreciate that as usual. As always, back in the Crossbreed Holster studios with you, I want to start the segment off by welcoming Mr. Alan Gottlieb, who has been away from the program for the last 4 weeks, and I've been getting the emails. Alan, you've been sorely missed. Welcome back to the program in the Crossbreed Holster studios with me. How the heck are you?
I'm doing fine, Mark, and I've certainly missed being with you and your listeners as well. It's one of my things I look forward to every Sunday. It's a good way for me to start my new week at the early, I guess.
You know, I kind of feel the same way. That's what I love so much about the show, and I really enjoy having you here. And believe me, the emails were coming in. When is Alan coming back? And I love that because it just means that there's that connection between you and myself and the audience, and it just works really well. Alan, I in my opening statements, I commented that in America here, you know, we feel safe. A lot of people tend to feel safe. Well, that can't happen here. And then I reminded people that, well, yes, it can, and I reminded people of the things that Hillary Clinton said. And, of course, as I said, she was a nose hair away from the Oval Office. Alan, what we saw in New Zealand, obviously, I'm going to guess you're going to tell us, is that she already hated guns anyway, and this was just an excuse to make a move. Would I be right in that assessment?
Well, most definitely, Mark, but a lot of the Democrats in this country hate guns, too, and if they could make the move, would do it as well. I found it absolutely amazing that not one Democratic member of Congress came out in opposition to this gun confiscation scheme in New Zealand. Most of them, of course, came out in favor of it. As likewise, what the roughly, 20 candidates running to replace Donald Trump in the White House, you know, all came out, you know, gushing about how great this was and how New Zealand is showing leadership in you know, stopping gun violence, or, you know, at least acquiesce and wouldn't criticize it. And I also find it kind of appalling that their cheerleaders in the so-called liberal legacy media, not one of them has held them to the account that, you know, you guys said you're for, you know, the party of gun control, you only want reasonable things like background checks. Well, now you're no longer the party of gun control. You've come out and truly said what you really stand for, and that is gun confiscation. You're all in favor of it. You know, it's a bait and switch, and nobody in the media is holding them accountable to it because that's the media's agenda as well.
All right, what you just said, I can take for an hour. I won't because I have a number of things to go in a direction with you with. But I have to kind of touch on this. I have to based on what you just said. Right now, as you know, with the whole collusion thing, this whole joke with Donald Trump and the Mueller report, the media's reputation in this country is in the toilet. Journalism, as I knew it when I was a kid, is dead. It's never coming back. That genie smoke is out of the bottle. We cannot harness it and put it back in the bottle. And the fact that what you just said is so true, that that's also their agenda. Alan, I've got to ask you this then, in regards to what you just said then, knowing that all of the Democrats are now in favor of confiscation, which is something that we've been saying for years, by the way, listeners, what do we do? Is the smoke out of the bottle? Is there anything we can do? Because we know they would do the same thing if Clinton were in office. That's why I used her quotes as an example. What can we do? It doesn't look like the Constitution's there to protect us. If they're controlling all three branches, we're in trouble.
Most definitely. But it's probably it was a very good blessing for us for this to come off of their lips, not our lips, and to then tell the American public that they're for gun confiscation, flat out. So now we know the Democrats are the party of gun confiscation, and now they can't take it back. And we can hold them all accountable to it, to everybody in the general public and the media, and we should be trumping it from every hilltop we can, that they have said that they support gun confiscation.
All right, so you heard from Alan Gottlieb. It's incumbent upon us, and when I say us, I'm talking directly to you now, that when you see this, when you hear something from a Democrat, you've got to hold them to account. You must, if you're at a town hall. If you read something, if you hear something, if you see something, you've got to call this out and make sure that you let and scream, as Alan just said, from the highest rooftop or the highest peak, that this is confiscation that they're in favor of. You're not going to get any help from the media, so we have to do it. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, Mark, I mean, when they come out and they're at a town hall and say, hey, we need better background checks, you can say, hey, it's not about background checks. You're for confiscation because you've come out and said that. You don't want to lead with that because you know it's a losing argument. But the fact is, you've already come out and said it. So why don't you stand behind your own words, or we're going to try to make you eat those words?
Where's your conviction? Where is your conviction? And we can dig deeper into that, listener, but I'm not going to with Alan because I want to move forward on a couple of other issues, actually three or four other issues that we have to talk about with him today. Now, we've got you for the remainder of the hour, but there are you know what? I want to go through the court cases, Alan, but I want to do something else with you first, because you've got a couple. Well, you've already touched on the Democrats, and I think that's important. Let's go to some of the court cases right now. There were three of them. I opened up saying that we had some great victories this week, and they were kind of overshadowed by some other news. Of course, the media never tells us what it is. You want to start? Pick one and go for it. Let's start. Well, how about Deerfield, Illinois? That one's huge.
That's good. So we'll start east and move west.
Sounds good.
A year ago, or last April of last year, the Second Amendment Foundation filed suit against Deerfield, Illinois' so-called assault weapon ban and ban on so-called high-capacity magazines. And a judge gave us a temporary restraining order so they couldn't enforce it until we could go to trial. Well, subsequently, you know, all the briefs were in, all arguments were made, and this week the judge came and ruled and gave us a permanent injunction against the order, saying that the town of Deerfield had no legal authority to institute it, and they're not allowed to enforce it under the state's preemption law, which we worked very hard on getting passed when, as part of the getting concealed carry in the state of Illinois, when we sued and overturned their ban in that, when the legislature tried then to pass the carry law, we made sure that preemption was attached to it and got it through the legislature, and now Deerfield, Illinois, you know, lost. What I love about this lawsuit, it wasn't just against the city and the city attorney, but the Brady Center and Perkins Coie, the international law firm, donated their time to fight against us. We were up against one of the world's largest law firms, along with the Brady Center and the city, and we beat them. And it was just really great. Now the people of Deerfield, Illinois, not only are their rights protected, but now it's shut down, so no other cities in Illinois are going to pass an assault weapon ban. And in addition to that, it sends a message across the country. While we're speaking of Illinois, though, Mark, I want to go there. We have oral arguments coming up on April 4th in a case of Wilson versus Cook County, which is an attack on the Cook County, Chicago assault weapon ban in federal court. So we're now got that case advanced to federal court to try and knock out the ban on semi-autos in Chicago as well.
All right. Again, a whole bunch of meat there. With what we have remaining in this segment, I'm going to ask you what I might consider a couple of stupid questions, but I was taught a long time ago by my dad that the stupid question is the one that's not asked. When you were just talking about one of the largest law firms in the country, you've got a clear-cut case of a violation of state preemption law. Why would a law firm of that magnitude, they had to know, why would they even take this case and do it for free?
Well, remember, this is also the law firm that the dossier on Trump that started all these investigations. This is the law firm there that paid for it using money from Hillary Clinton, the Democratic National Committee, that they were the conduit or the funnel for the cash. So this is the law firm that's very, very left of center, and of course that has no respect for constitutional rights in general, yet alone the Second Amendment. And so this is their pro bono work. So we have to raise, you know, tens of thousands of dollars from gun owners across the country to fight for our rights. These big international law firms do it for free.
And that, listener, is why we have got to join the Second Amendment Foundation. And I knew that answer was coming, but I had to ask that question to get that answer. You know, that's how much they hate you. It's just evidence of how much they hate you. When we come back, we're going to continue more victories this week. Alan will tell us about them right after this. We've all heard the media's lies about gun owners, and you know what? Like you, I'm sick of it. They never tell the true stories of responsibly armed Americans defending themselves. And because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you'll be hailed as a hero or a criminal. But that ends now. With the USCCA's free Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide, you'll finally learn what to do when the smoke clears. Because knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police could mean the difference between freedom or a jail cell. You can claim your free copy in seconds. And for a limited time, you'll also get a deadly force checklist. Just text the word GET to the number 87222 and get yours right now. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll hear True Stories of Survival with their brand new Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free. But they're only available to you, my listener, until April 12th. Don't wait. Text GET, that's G-E-T to 87222 right now. That's G-E-T to 87222. GET to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
All right, we've all heard the media's lies about gun owners, right? I was just telling you about some of them in the opening segment. I'm sick of it. I know you are. They never tell the true stories of responsibly armed Americans defending themselves, ever. Never. Because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you're going to be hailed as a hero or a criminal. But that ends today, because the USCCA's free critical self-defense survival guide is out, and you're finally going to learn what to do when the smoke clears, because knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police could mean the difference between freedom or you rotting in a jail cell. You can claim your free copy in seconds, and for a limited time, you'll also get a deadly force checklist. Just text the word GET, G-E-T, to the number 87222, and get yours right now. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll hear True Stories of Survival with their brand-new Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook. That's very cool. I've heard it. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free, but they're only available to my listeners, that's you, until April 12th. Don't wait. Text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222. Don't forget to do that. Also, you still have time, because Tracy, the winner from last week, the gun box, never contacted me by 10:52 p.m. 48 hours later. We will be picking a new winner for a Gunbox 2.0. That's right. If you were listening last week, you are right smack back in the running. All you have to do to get in is go to my Facebook page, facebook.com, Armed American Radio, and like the pinned post with the pictures of the Gunbox on it. Your name will go on the list, and Mr. Jim Bartow in Dallas is going to spin that wheel again in the third hour when we name a new winner, okay? We'll give you 48 hours to make sure you reach out to me. Very simple. Don't forget to do that. Let's go back to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Okay, Alan, let me go back quickly to the Deerfield case. And again, I said I wanted to ask two stupid questions, and I think I know the answer to the second one, but I want to hear it from you. We had an assault weapons ban case heard in Maryland that was upheld by the Fourth Circuit, if I'm not mistaken. Deerfield, different because it dealt with state preemption, correct? So that's not a rift in the circuits. Is that right?
That's correct.
There were two different cases, right?
That's correct. The Maryland one was in federal court dealing with Second Amendment issues. And this one is in state court and dealt with the state preemption law. Correct.
Okay. So I just, listen, I know somebody's going to write me about that. I know that I could anticipate that question. And I just wanted to make sure that we were clear on that, because if you didn't hear this and you ask me that and hear it later on podcast, that's the answer you're going to get back from me. Okay, Alan, let's continue moving west, shall we? And then I'm going to take you all the way back to Massachusetts. To Connecticut, but we'll do that Remington case last. Let's go ahead and pick the next one.
Well, I'm going to move to Washington State, where the next two cases where we had some victories this week were. Snohomish County, where the city of Edmonds, Washington, is located. Edmonds is one of the cities in Washington State that passed a so-called Safe Storage Act that made it next to impossible in most cases to have your gun handy to defend yourself in your own home. And again, Washington State also has a preemption law, just like Illinois does. And we filed suit in court, and the city, along with getting help from this case, it wasn't the Brady Center, it was from Everytown, Bloomberg's anti-gun group, and a major law firm, argued to the city that we don't have standing to sue because, quite frankly, our supporters, our members, store their firearms safely, and as a result would never be arrested or in jeopardy for breaking the law. And the Second Amendment Foundation, who's also joined by the NRA, that, you know, we don't have standing as organizations to defend our members. And this case has been going on for a while. The judge has taken lots and lots of input from all the attorneys, had lots of questions. And then this week came out and ruled that, yes, we definitely do have standing to sue. And we are going to talk about the merits of the case. And, you know, the other side has figured out, particularly in Washington State and the Ninth Circuit, on how to get out of these cases by arguing that, you know, hey, the likelihood of you getting arrested is slim. You don't have any merits to sue in the case isn't ripe until, you know, you might go to jail, or in the case of Edmonds, Washington, be fined up to $10,000, far exceeding the cost of your firearm. Until you can show real jeopardy that we're going after you, you can't challenge the law in court. And this judge said, no, that's not the case at all. There's a state preemption law. It looks like the plaintiffs have merit in their arguments, and they definitely do have standing. And yes, this case is going to move forward. And I expect we're going to win this case. But again, it's how the anti-gunners try to run up our costs and our cloth and our time in defending these cases by arguing we don't even have rights to go to court to sue. You know, they don't even want us to have our day in court. Well, this time they lost again.
All right. There's a – boy, this is a good one. I'm chuckling a little bit here, Alan, because if I heard you correctly, the Bloomberg-funded attorney said that you don't have standing because you're law-abiding. Therefore, you don't have to worry about finding yourself on the wrong side of the law. Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, that's what they're arguing. And so our individual plaintiffs didn't have standing because they're law-abiding people, and the likelihood of them ever being arrested or in jeopardy, you know, of being fined $10,000 is slim, and so as a result, they shouldn't have be able to go to court. And again, the Second Amendment Foundation was joined by the NRA in this case. Our members, we don't have standing to bring this on behalf of our members who haven't been arrested yet.
I'm going to assume now another stupid question, because when you're dealing with some of these gun prohibitionists, the only way you could ask these questions is rhetorically or stupid, or make it sound like a dumb question because they're so silly. But if, again, state preemption, I'm going to assume your plaintiffs from the NRA joining you and SAF, your plaintiffs are Washington State residents, correct?
Oh, definitely they are.
Then how in God's green earth could they not have standing, regardless of whether they're law-abiding or not? Couldn't they just simply argue, what if I make a mistake? I mean, they're Washington State residents. It would seem automatic. Well, again, that's my own silliness, but I have to ask.
Well, under the Ninth Circuit, again, assuming that claiming that the gun ownership isn't a fundamental right, if it isn't a fundamental right, you really can't sue until you actually are in jeopardy. And being in jeopardy basically means that you've been arrested and that, you know, and now you're being tried or fined or put a chance to go to jail. So until that hits, it's not right for you or anybody else to be able to sue. which of course, in this case, obviously the Second Amendment is a fundamental right. You know, we have two Supreme Court decisions saying it is. So that argument shouldn't hold any water to begin with. But it also sticks in your throat that you know, you have to get arrested before they want you to be able to go to court to challenge a law that infringes on your rights. I mean, this is how the liberals play this game. And again, they do this because they don't want to ever address the merits of your legal argument. They don't want to address the fact that what they're trying to do is illegal or unconstitutional. So they just want to say you can't have your day in court. Then we don't have to talk about it.
So that's another form of silencing us, correct?
Yeah, and we've noticed not just in the courts, but obviously governors are being silenced a whole lot. But you know, by the anti-gun left in this country, that's taking away our First Amendment rights along with our Second Amendment rights, which plays into the third case, our third victory this week, which is more war on First Amendment rights as well.
All right, I guess we're ready. I don't have any more questions on that. I think that is so ridiculous on its face that I am. You know, I'm like you. I mean, you never know. I learned a long time ago, you never know how a judge or a jury is going to wake up on any given day, but it seems like such a slam dunk deal. Of course, we've had what we felt were slam dunk before, right, and lost it.
Right. Well, that's why, Mark, judges are so important. And I'm really excited to announce that the listeners didn't pick it up this week. Trump has now nominated and got confirmed 90 judges to the federal bench, not just the two U.S. Supreme Court justices, but there's 90 judges now that he has had confirmed that don't have this leftist anti-gun agenda. And right. This is really exciting for us because again, it's going to keep the courthouse doors open for us to challenge these laws.
And I have to make this point here on what Alan just mentioned. There are more to come. That's not all that there are. And we're talking victories here now in these court cases. Alan, we're getting ready to take a break. So let's hold that third one. And that's a First Amendment deal. And then what we'll do, we'll close out the fourth segment of the program. We'll just kind of round third base and slide into home with the defense distributed case. And then I want to take you to Remington in Connecticut so you can explain kind of what's going on there when we're talking about the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. There seems to be some major disconnect there because the court threw a bunch of it out but let it stand on one issue, advertising. And while the whole thing seems ridiculous, it's still a massive threat. And the left is trying to use it as another tool to destroy the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, and therefore gun manufacturers. Their objective is to put us out of business, period. When we come back, Alan Gottlieb, we will be back right after this. What a great hour. Don't go away. We've all heard the media's lies about gun owners, and you know what? Like you, I'm sick of it. They never tell the true stories of responsibly armed Americans defending themselves. And because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you'll be hailed as a hero or a criminal. But that ends now. With the USCCA's free Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide, you'll finally learn what to do when the smoke clears. Because knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police could mean the difference between freedom or a jail cell. You can claim your free copy in seconds, and for a limited time, you'll also get a deadly force checklist. Just text the word GET to the number 87222 and get yours right now. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll hear True Stories of Survival with their brand new Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free. But they're only available to you, my listener, until April 12th. Don't wait. Text GET, that's G-E-T to 87222 right now. That's G-E-T to 87222. GET to 87222.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use promo code AAR and Mike will give you 30% off plus free shipping. Use code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by The Gun Box, Biometric, Keypad, and RFID Gun Safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back. The Gun Box 2.0 is what we're going to give away again today, and hopefully, if you win it, you contact me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. So let me set this up for you very quickly before I go back to Mr. Gottlieb. We were not able to award the winner last week, so we're starting fresh. Somebody is going to win today, right here live on Armed American Radio in the third hour, a Gun Box 2.0. It's a $260 safe. I have one right here next to me in this very studio, and I'm going to award that winner today. And all you have to do, if your name is drawn, is to write me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. Let me know who you are, and I will put you in touch with the Gun Box. They will send your safe immediately, free of charge, to you. All you have to do is like and share the post on the Armed American Radio Facebook page. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you have done that. Make sure to join that. Catch it now. It's not in the millions. It's not like the lottery. The odds are pretty strong. So go ahead and do it. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Like and share the Gun Box post. You'll see it on the top of the page. Your name's in the running. We're going to draw that winner today on the program. Let's go back to Mr. Alan Gottlieb quickly to round out this hour. We're going to round third and slide into home with Mr. Gottlieb. Alan, welcome back. We were talking about the going into the defense distributed. Now, this is a fascinating case, and it might not be as sexy as some of the other ones, but it is so vital because the First Amendment is being used against us to come after our Second Amendment. Can you explain a little bit more? And we also had a victory here. I know some more positive stuff happened this week.
Yeah, let me go back in time a little bit here. SAF and the Defense Distributed sued the federal government to overturn some of their ITAR regulations to allow us to put up on the Internet code and shared plans on how people could print their own 3D guns at home. And the federal government had to settle with us because it was they realized they were going to lose a First Amendment case and pay a lot more legal fees, and so they capitulated and signed an agreement with us. Shortly thereafter, the Attorney General in Washington State, representing about 20 AGs from all blue states, filed suit in federal court to stop us from having that agreement put in force. They got a temporary restraining order against the federal government to be able to comply with their agreement with us, but nothing in that order was against SAF or Defense Distributed saying we couldn't do anything because we didn't want to talk about First Amendment rights. So the AG's office didn't get anything against us, just the federal government. Well, subsequently, as this case has gone on, the AG's office in Washington State has been trying to get, this is in federal court, discovery from Defense Distributed and from the Second Amendment Foundation to help further their legal actions, and also to cost us lots of dollars. And so we wouldn't comply with it because we've said it's also an infringement on our First Amendment rights, who we talk to and who we share information with on the Internet or by any other means on firearms is none of your business. And they filed a motion to make us to compel discovery, so we'd have to give them the information of who we've communicated to, what we shared, et cetera. And went to court this past week, and the judge ruled against their motion and denied it on the grounds that it would be infringing on our First Amendment rights. And nowhere in this case did they ever attack our First Amendment rights, because they admitted up front and under questioning to the judge that if they did that, then the judge may not have issued a restraining order to start with, because he was concerned about our First Amendment rights in play. And they decided, well, we're not challenging their First Amendment rights. Well, so now the judge said, well, if you're not challenging your First Amendment rights, then you have no right to compel them in discovery to give you information. And so it was our first time in this case that we've actually had a win in any of these pre-trial motions before we actually go to full trial, which is probably never going to happen anyway, because the government is changing their ITAR regulations so that it won't just be SAF and Defense Distributed members and supporters that can share information, but it'd be everybody in the company that can share information. And once that's done, the case becomes moot anyway. So we just stuck it to the Attorney General in Washington State, who is extremely anti-gun. And of course, the only thing he hates more than guns is Trump. And so he's trying to make it sound like Trump's Justice Department only settled with us because they politically agree with us and there was no legal merit, or they didn't do this correctly, which is far from the truth. It was career bureaucrats in the Justice Department, the Defense Department, and the Commerce Department that all had to come together to say, yes, we're going to lose this case if it goes to trial in court, and we'll settle out of court with Defense Distributed and the Second Amendment Foundation.
And there are two quick things. I'm going to guess on this one, but I'm guessing that they don't want to go on a First Amendment grounds because this is such settled law over so many cases over so many years. We know our First Amendment rights, and the government is they know they're going to lose this on a First Amendment case basis. Is that true?
I believe so, and so they're trying not to argue, stop us from First Amendment stuff. They're trying to come up with other excuses and reasons why we shouldn't be able to distribute this. But the bottom line is they don't have any legal grounds to really stand on. But they've already cost us, I hate to say this, but about $500,000. To defend First Amendment rights of gun owners so that we can share information on firearms on the Internet. And because we want to establish that and make that a precedent for the future so that when other gun grabbers come along, that they're not able to shut down the Internet for us.
Listener, I can't overstate this. I can't overemphasize this. It's very important that you hear this. When we talk about SAF, which is the Second Amendment Foundation, and we talk with Mr. Gottlieb and you hear him talk about these cases, Alan, and how many are there now active right now, 37, 38?
I think it's 39, or we might have hit 40. I mean, it's hard to keep track of these. We're right around 40.
That's unprecedented. 38 was unprecedented, and we're rising from that. I want to tell you, listener, we need help on these cases. You hear Mr. Gottlieb talk. These are victories. These are huge victories that we're talking about here. The mainstream media is never going to give us a whole bunch of airplay because they don't want to publicize their side losing like they did in Deerfield. Huge case in Deerfield. This Defense Distributed case, enormous. Help us. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Life membership is $150. I've gotten a number of emails. In fact, I got one from Germany that somebody joined as a life member. And Alan, I don't think I sent you that email. I'll have to forward that to you. But regardless, you can help us $150 or donate what you can to help us with these lawsuits, okay? It's very, very important. All right, Alan, my next question regarding Defense Distributed before I go back to Connecticut and Remington is, why is all of this coming from Washington State? We see that Washington has been very active. We don't tend to think about Washington a lot, about guns, but Washington has been on the forefront going back for the last 24 months in particular with the ballot initiatives, and now this. Why are they so active in Washington? Is it being funded by Bloomberg? Is this the Petri dish?
Well, yes, but there's also locally about a half a dozen billionaires, from the tech industry that are putting a ton of money into it. And they live here in Washington, and so they're here putting pressure on legislators and buying ballot measures. We're being outspent significantly.
Incredible. All right, we've only got about a minute, so let's take that quick. We've got 30 seconds till we hear the music. Remington case. is this case going to go forward? Is this case going to go to trial? And can Remington win this case out there with the PLCAA in play?
Eventually, they're going to win it. It's going to have to get into federal court to win it, eventually with the U.S. Supreme Court. But basically what this is about is like General Motors sells a car to somebody, it gets stolen, and the person who stole it runs a pedestrian over on the sidewalk. The pedestrian's family turns around and sues General Motors for damages. That's what they're capable about. They're not going to win that in the end. But again, if they bank gun companies by forcing them to pay millions of dollars in legal fees, that's what they're going to they win that way anyway.
That's the tactic. From what you just heard from Mr. Gottlieb, is the tactic is to try to bury Remington and put them out of business. They couldn't care less about the people that work at Remington. They couldn't care less about the law. It's all about their agenda. The ends justify the means. Alan Gottlieb, incredible information tonight. Thank you so much for everything you do. You can join us, saf.org. It's that simple. 40 lawsuits. We're winning these cases. Trump's got the judges in place. We need your help. When we come back, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News is going to be here. Ton of information. And then hour three, I'll tell you about that next hour. Good one. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your next, 6 minutes or so, and I'll see you right back here with a volume up. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.